While you've been driving around, you may have noticed the yellow ribbon magnets that have popped up on cars across the country in recent months. They were first sold as fundraisers to send care packages to the troops in Iraq. Now they're available just about everywhere. Jesse Graham reports on the meaning behind the magnets.
In December of 1979, Penny Langan's husband Bruce, a U.S. diplomat, was among the hostages being held in Iran. Inspired by the song, Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree, Langan tied an oilcloth on the oak tree in front of her Bethesda, Maryland home and started a national trend. Yellow ribbons popped up again during the first Gulf War. Over the past year, they've emerged as car magnets, usually accompanied by the slogan, Support Our Troops.
Magnet America, this is Ruth. How may I help you?
Dwayne Gillian sold his first yellow ribbon magnet a year and a half ago from his family's chain of Christian bookstores in North Carolina. Now his company, Magnet America, mails out thousands of magnets a month.
Okay, let me go over this and make sure I have it correct.
Bestsellers include a camouflage version that says freedom isn't free. He insists the ribbons aren't political.
I am very patriotic, and for the most part, we are going to stand behind and support what our president is doing.
The magnets are especially popular in areas with large concentrations of people serving in Iraq, like Fayetteville, North Carolina, home to Fort Bragg. In a parking lot outside Smithfield's Chicken and Barbecue, every third car has some kind of yellow ribbon magnet. But the meaning depends on the driver. Lynn Green has one on her Nissan Murano.
I support the war, I support Bush, I support the efforts, but for the most part to me, it's more just what it says, support our troops.
Mary Arrington's two nephews are serving in Iraq. She sees her two yellow ribbons as anti-war statements.
When they first came out, their yellow ribbon around the trees and everything, that's the same thing that I have mine on the back of my car for. Bring the boys and girls back alive and, you know, just end this war.
In another parking lot of a food co-op in Carrboro, North Carolina, just outside Chapel Hill, it's hard to find a yellow ribbon magnet.
I would never consider putting one on, I guess, and it just wouldn't occur to me.
Gene and John Earnhardt are self-described yellow dog Democrats in their early 70s. They're unsure about what the magnets mean.
You could be totally against the war, and yet you could still want to support the troops. So I think in everyone's mind, they're just all these dichotomies and confusions.
For Jack Santino, professor of popular culture at Bowling Green State University, the magnets are part of a national dialogue over the war and the upcoming election. He says the country is so polarized that even the absence of yellow ribbons can be provocative.
If you don't publicly declare your patriotism, then you're perceived as unpatriotic. If everyone else has a yellow ribbon, why don't you?
Some have given up on the war for the yellow ribbon's meaning. Colin Ernst founded TroopsRibbon.com. The website markets blue ribbons with the slogan, Bring Our Troops Home.
They'll say, support our troops, but what they really seem to mean is support our war. We're trying to get back to the original message of the yellow ribbon, which is to bring our troops home.
These days, yellow ribbon originator Penny Langan has three sons in the Navy. When her husband Bruce brought her a yellow ribbon magnet last week, she hesitated to put it on her car. As a Kerry supporter, she feels the magnets have come to symbolize unquestioning support for the war.
And I can see where that the yellow ribbon, it might signify to some people that we shouldn't change horses in midstream. You don't dare speak out against it. And I think that is really a mistake, because to me there's nothing more American than dissent.
Langan says she'll stick with the yellow ribbon on her oak tree, which she hopes will still communicate the simple sentiment of a nation waiting for its loved ones to come home. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Graham.